Hello.
Hello.
I'm Jaina.
Amy.
So, just wanted a quick announcement. My friends over at John and Matt over at Sincerely Yours are releasing a new song called Another Blonde this Friday. John and Matt have done a lot for me, like with my music. Like, John was one third of my guitar teachers. If you listened to yesterday's episode, you would have met one of the other guitar teachers. But they went viral. John and Mads went viral on TikTok, and I figured I'd give them even more of a platform here, because one of these days, once they're not busy, I will get them on this podcast. I know Amy's excited for the song, too.
Yeah.
Amy and I are going to be doing a Spotify group listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway. PSA is done. I will link the pre-save in the description. Not the bio. This is on YouTube. So, anyway, we were talking about Little Mermaid because we are skipping Sleeping Beauty because we're going to talk about Sleeping Beauty when we talk about the Maleficent films, right?
Yep.
Okay.
There's not really a lot to talk about with Sleeping Beauty.
That we haven't already said.
Yeah.
So, Little Mermaid came out in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do you want to start?
You start.
King Triton wasn't really wrong.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I don't think he's as bad as everyone makes him out to be.
I think he's just an overprotective dad.
Yes. But, like... But she's also 16.
True.
So. No. Little Mermaid is my mom's favorite Disney film. So I grew up with Little Mermaid. Well, yeah, I grew up with Little Mermaid.
I did too, because it only came out a couple of years before I was born. So, 2 years before I was born.
Yeah.
God, I feel old.
Here we go again.
You know, it's a common theme.
Yeah, I feel like that's to be expected, though. Like, even in yesterday's episode, Peter and I had that 2 year age gap. But not as significant as our age gap.
No.
But Ariel is often considered like the first like proactive princess. Personally, I think that title belongs to Belle.
I second that statement or opinion.
Yeah, because
well, in some ways I can see why, because she's very defiant and doesn't really back down to her dad. Like, she tries to stand her ground and like get her dad to see her point of view, which but then she the whole giving up her voice for a guy kind of isn't. Well, it's not kind of, it isn't. But
yeah. We'll get into the whole like sexist themes of this We might, if you listened to our Little Mermaid when we did the live, or as I call it, the hybrid.
It is kind of a hybrid, actually.
Yeah. But yeah. Ariel's like vocals and Part of Your World were definitely like impressive.
Oh, do you mean the singer? I don't know her name, but Jodie Benson. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew it was Jodie. I couldn't remember the surname.
Yep. Like, because that her singing is what she's like known for throughout like the film. Now I have a question for you.
Okay.
This may end in a rant.
Oh dear.
Do you think the film would have been different if Ursula and Triton were siblings?
Seriously?
Yes.
That will end in a rant.
Yeah.
So, but I was complaining about this. Was it last night? It was last night.
Yeah.
So, the original concept was to have, because in the original fairy tale, Ursula doesn't even have a name. She's just called the Sea Witch.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have a big role. So they expanded her role for the animated film. And they were supposed to have them as siblings. But then changed their minds and decided to keep it separate. Although it is hinted at that Ursula used to live in the palace, but they don't say exactly what role she had in the palace. But it just, I think it's like one of the lines in either she says or. I think she says it rather than sings it, but yeah. Anyway, however, when they did the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid, they had them as siblings. So when their father died, they were obviously, you know, things were divided up, and then Ursula decided that she wanted the trident and tried to take over, so Triton banished her. So she decides to punish him via her niece, Ariel. And it's obvious that they don't talk about each other, because there's a line in one of the, I think it's the Poor Unfortunate Souls song. It says, can't be. And Ursula? Or something like that. So it's obvious they don't really talk about it. However, and this is why it ended around, the new live action movie that is in production, or, well, not even touched on, much has been talked about. Anyway, they've now said that a lot of people, like, they've now decided to make a new concept, and I said it with quoted marks, as having them as siblings, Triton and Ursula, which really bugs me. It's not a original concept. It's a reimagined one, but it's not original concept, and it really bugs me. They say it's an original concept because it's not. End of rant.
That was a shorter rant than I was anticipating.
You also just woke me up, so thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
I was falling asleep. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah. Let's see. The dog... So
it really...
I just want to say...
It really annoyed me.
Yeah.
We'll probably circle back to this later.
Yeah. I was thinking the dog reminds me of Boomer, just because they're both dogs.
Yeah, I love the dog. I was really sad that they got rid of Max from the Broadway.
They did?
I think so.
Yeah, but like the scene where like the boat's on fire and a dog, it just made me think of Boomer. I'm like, why does this do this to me?
Yeah, that always makes me cry. To be honest.
Yeah.
I love animals more than people, so that's probably why.
And I am obsessed with my puppy, Boomer.
Yes. What do you think about Prince Eric?
He didn't have as big of a role as Prince Philip, really? Other than the fact that he killed Ursula, although I heard in Broadway it was Ariel that killed Ursula?
Yeah.
Does he get a bigger role in Little Mermaid too?
No, because our focus is on the daughter, so it's mainly about the
Melody.
Melody, yeah.
Yeah. And I know Little Mermaid 3 is a prequel, so
it is. It shows why Triton hates humans so much.
Doesn't he like ban music or something?
Yes, he does. Because his wife loved music and he had a music box made for her that she loved. And then some pirates came over with a ship and they all dived away and she went to grab the music box, and eerily similar to Ursula as in the death scene, dies. So then Triton bans music because he blames music for the death of his wife.
Yeah.
Which I don't get, but that's just me.
Yeah. I think we'll get to all the direct DVD sequels and prequels.
It really confuses me when you said direct to DVD.
Yeah. Well, they weren't theatrically released.
No, because it used to be, so it used to be direct to VHS. So that's always where I think of. So when you say DVD, it confuses me.
Is this the age gap coming in?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I know what VHS is, I just...
Fair.
But I have all the sequels and prequels on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, we didn't get a DVD machine until I was 14-ish for Harry Potter, so... Yeah.
So I was like 6.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm trying to think of what else. I'm trying to delay Poor Unfortunate Souls as much as possible.
Ranting.
But, yeah, that's really why.
What did you think of the ending?
I liked it.
I did too. I thought it was lovely, but it annoys me that, like, I don't get why she had to give up her family.
Yeah. There's also a glaring plot hole, which I'll discuss in like a few minutes.
Oh, discuss it now.
Okay. I saw this. This isn't an original idea. I saw this on Instagram and Twitter, and then it made me think. You know how Ariel signs the contract?
Yeah.
Why didn't she write to Eric to explain what happened? You okay?
I'm thinking.
Oh, once you get it in your head, you can't stop.
Huh. I'm sure it's probably a language issue.
Maybe, but still weird to think about. Also, I thought of another song that will end in me in a rant.
Which one?
Kiss the Girl.
I like it.
You do realize there's a lyric that you don't need to say a word, right?
Yes, well, I still like it.
Yeah, I just can't get past that one lyric. But that could be a generation thing.
Yeah, I think it is. I think I just say it differently to you.
Yeah. Now I can't put this off any longer. More unfortunate souls. The sexist lyrics. I hope they change it for the live action.
It probably will, because they changed some of the other lyrics in some of the other movies.
Yeah. Like,
they changed
Aladdin.
Changed the lyrics in. Pardon?
They changed lyrics in live action Aladdin quite a bit.
Yeah. That's not where I was going.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. They changed the lyrics in Be Our Guest. When we do Beauty and the Beast, which is next week, and when we rave it, I'll point out what I mean.
Yes, and disclaimer, Rave is a watch party app. We are not throwing parties in our bedrooms.
Do you know what? We should actually start off with that.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Why don't you like Poor Unfortunate Souls?
Because the lyrics?
Yeah, but what's so bad about the lyrics? Explain.
They make it seem like men hate smart girls.
I think that's just her opinion, but the way she's phrased it is quite bad.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you would not notice that.
But because Amy and I are adults.
Yeah, it's like, anything else you want to say?
Didn't Flounder was good comic relief or no?
Yes, because he's actually my favorite character. I love him.
I think you and my mom would get along great.
He's so funny. Bless his little heart.
Yeah. It's like he puts up with Ariel's schemes. It's like Flounder deserves a medal.
He knows it's gonna end badly, but he knows that he has to go and make sure that she doesn't do something too stupid.
Yeah.
By that I mean her plans, not anything else.
Yeah.
It's much more apparent in the animated TV series than the films.
Do you have that on Disney Plus, the series?
Yes. Okay. We're not going on about the animated series.
I have...
That one didn't rant.
Yeah, I have all the animated series on Disney Plus. Amy does not.
Yes.
Then again, I also have Anastasia, so...
Yes, but... That was my childhood. It's what I used to watch before going to school every single day. Ages of like 7 until like 11.
So I was either not born or a little kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is my childhood. I don't have it. It upsets me.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, you do have Anastasia on, like...
Yeah, I have it on a different app. that you don't have access to.
Yeah.
But that's because I bought it, not because it's there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sebastian.
What about him?
Do you think he could be comic relief as well?
Definitely. He's my second favourite.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an... You can tell he cares about Ariel because he always goes along and, you know, makes sure that nothing too dangerous happens, but yeah. Complains about it along the way.
He's basically relatable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Anyone else?
I can't think of anyone else, do you?
No.
Did you want to talk about the live action? Like, the casting of that one?
I don't really know any of the casting apart from Ariel and, Ursula.
Yeah. I saw a petition to have Gordon Ramsay be the angry chef.
Interesting.
I mean, it would fit.
It would. I don't think I can think of anything else. I think we should end it there.
Yeah, I think so too. Like I said in the beginning, I will link the pre-save for Sincerely Yours. The odds of them listening to this are slim, but... Maybe I'll send it to them. Maybe I'll send this to them.
Okay. Thanks for listening, and... Bye.
Bye.